Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Over 4 billion rand has been allocated for disaster relief to repair schools, clinics, pipelines and substations damaged by flooding in KZN, Mpumalanga and the Eastern Cape. During his tabling of the mini-budget this afternoon, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana said a new infrastructure bond would also be launched to raise at least 15 billion rand.
The bond forms part of our efforts to introduce dedicated financing instrument that can mobilize cheaper financing to support infrastructure agenda. Government will also contribute to 2 billion to capitalize the credit guarantee facility.
The minister also says infrastructure management is being streamlined. From March, there'll be a new agency tasked with making sure projects are faster and more efficient. Duduzile Zuma Sambutla's lawyer has sought to dismantle the testimony of the woman whose complaint led to the July unrest case against her. Sarah Jane Trent laid charges of incitement to commit public violence and malicious damage to property and injury against the MK Party MP after seeing a series of tweets posted during the 2021 riots. Trent has been testifying in Zuma Sambutla's terrorism and incitement trial in the Durban High Court. Newswatch's Nushera Sudhia is at court.
Trent yesterday told the court that she laid the charges as a concerned citizen after being made aware and viewing Zuma Sambudla's tweets, which she described as violent. Trent was working at forensic investigator Paul O'Sullivan's NGO Forensics for Justice at the time. During cross-examination today, Zuma Sambudla's attorney advocate Dali Mpofu repeatedly asked Trent who had opened the case and also posed questions about the funding of the NGO. After a series of back and forths, Trent said she had laid the charges on behalf of Forensics for Justice in a representative capacity, but also as an individual. Yesterday, Mpofu claimed in court that O'Sullivan is an associate of President Cyril Ramaphosa and referred to a rivalry between Ramaphosa and former President Jacob Zuma. Mpofu said he would argue that Trent's evidence displays that the whole case is politically motivated and being used to settle scores with Zuma Sambudla's father. Trent has denied that her actions were influenced by O'Sullivan or politically motivated. The trial resumes on Monday. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
And investigators in Turkey have found the black box from a military plane that crashed in Georgia, killing all 20 on board. Officials say the cargo aircraft had been returning home after taking off from an airport in western Azerbaijan. They have so far recovered 19 bodies and are looking for the last one. Authorities have not said what caused the accident, but dramatic footage taken by eyewitnesses and published in media appeared to show the plane spinning horizontally alongside several bits of debris as it fell. Durban and Richards Bay 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 25.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Proteas coach Shuki Conrad has labelled their test series against India as a world championship final. Skukune striker Keletso Makhalwa is eyeing a spot in Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce's AFCON squad. And Carlos Alcaraz is one win away from being crowned world number one.